The overhead page welcomes Joint Commission. A couple days into the survey, one of the surveyors asked to speak with the clinical nutrition manager. I happened to be the CNM, so that meant I was up. We had a long conversation, and one of the questions the surveyor kept coming back to was the screening and prioritization process. She really wanted to know when the dietitian sees the patients and how the dietitian knows who's at risk of malnutrition. They also wanted to know the trigger process in the electronic medical record. While it's always a little nerve-wracking to speak with surveyors, if you approach the conversation from a shared interest of wanting the best clinical outcomes for patients and ensuring patient safety, which, of course, we all want, then it makes the conversation a lot more productive. And anytime surveyors ask about dietitian workflow, it's a reminder of how important our profession is for patient care. Your work matters.
I'm Jana Nickel, a multi-passionate registered dietitian, entrepreneur, and educator. For more than a decade, I've had the privilege of working with incredible dietetic interns. At the end of their internship, many interns are overwhelmed as they start studying for the RD exam. It wasn't so long ago I was studying for the exam, not knowing where to start and lacking confidence that I would pass. With my vast experience in dietetics, I created the RD Exam Made Easy podcast to help you feel confident and ready to pass the exam so you can start using that hard-earned RD credential and begin the career of your dreams. If you're an ambitious RD-to-be studying for the RD exam and excited to start changing lives, you're in the right place. Get ready for the RD Exam Made Easy podcast.
As registered dietitians, we have a huge impact and role in improving patients' quality of life. Malnutrition negatively impacts patients and can lead to health complications as well as poor clinical outcomes. Working as a team to identify these patients early can not only improve outcomes, but can also save lives. The purpose of the nutrition screening is to identify patients who are at risk of malnutrition so a treatment plan can be implemented as soon as possible and get patients on the road to recovery. Typically, nursing will do the nutrition screening when they ask a series of questions that are part of the admission process. However, anyone can complete the nutrition screening. The Joint Commission, which is also referred to as TJC, or previously called JCO, requires nutrition screening to be completed within 24 hours of admission. That's important to remember. Also, anyone can do the nutrition screening. It doesn't have to be nursing, but whoever does it, it must be done within 24 hours of admission. Patients should also be rescreened regularly since conditions can change for both the better and worse. There's no specific requirement put in place by Joint Commission regarding the type of nutrition screening used. Ideally, the tool used should be effective and accurate. The purpose is to make sure that patients who are at risk of malnutrition are identified accurately so they receive quick intervention. Food and nutrition is one of the ancillary departments in the hospital who see all patients because everyone eats. The other departments are typically consult-driven. While food and nutrition also receives consults, there are other criteria put in place at each facility regarding the timeline for when patients should be seen. Having an effective and reliable nutrition screening tool in place makes sure patients' nutrition risk is screened properly. The screening tool should be specific, which means it can accurately rule out patients who don't have nutrition risk. It should also be sensitive, which means it can accurately identify patients that do have nutrition risk or malnutrition. Fortunately, there are screening tools that can be used to identify these patients. The goal is to not miss patients who have malnutrition or are at risk of developing malnutrition so they can receive the amazing nutrition recommendations from the dietitian. Because, as you know, the dietitian is a vital part of the care team And we as dietitians provide evidence-based recommendations to help move the patient's health in the right direction. Once the decision has been made regarding what screening tool will be used, policies are developed incorporating the screening tool and the prioritization protocol. This is then approved so that everyone in the facility is aware of the process. In case you're asked about screening tools on the exam, let's review some of them. The first screening tool, which is a validated screening tool, is the Malnutrition Screening Tool, or MST. It's commonly used in acute care hospitals. I've not only used this tool for many years, I helped implement this tool in a couple facilities. It's an easy and quick tool to use. The MST looks at nutrition intake and recent unintentional weight loss. So the two factors looked at are intake and weight loss. There's two questions to this screening tool. The first question is, have you had a decrease in nutritional intake? If the answer is no, the value given for that question is zero. If the answer is yes, it gives 1 point, then moves on to the next question, which is, have you had any unintentional weight loss? If the answer is no, the patient is given a score of zero. If the answer is yes, it prompts the clinician to indicate how much weight was lost. Based on the answers to those two questions, a score of 2 or more indicates the patient is at risk of malnutrition. The Malnutrition Universal Screening Tool, or MUST, looks at 3 criteria when assessing nutrition risk: BMI, unintentional weight loss, and nutritional intake over the past 5 days. This tool has 5 steps. Step 1 looks at BMI. Step 2 assesses the percent weight loss. Step 3 looks at nutritional intake and how the presence of acute illness impacts nutritional intake over the past 5 days. Step 4 calculates the score based on the answers in steps 1 to 3. A score of 0 is low nutrition risk, a score of 1 is moderate nutrition risk, and a score of 2 or more indicates high risk of malnutrition. Lastly, step 5 gives management guidelines to address the patient's nutritional health based on whether the patient was identified as having low, moderate, or high risk of malnutrition. The Nutrition Risk Screening, or NRS, is used for hospital patients. The pre-screening looks at BMI, weight loss over 3 months, PO intake, and if there's critical illness present. Also, anyone over the age of 70 is considered at risk. There are pre-screening questions, which are 1, is the BMI less than 20.5? 2, did the patient lose weight in the past 3 months? 3, was the patient's food intake reduced in the past week? And 4, is the patient critically ill? A yes to any of the questions means the patient should be screened further. The Subjective Global Assessment, or SGA, looks at medical history, intake changes, gastrointestinal symptoms, and functional impairment. It also incorporates elements that are evaluated in an NFPE, or nutrition-focused physical exam, such as edema, fat loss, and muscle mass. Patients are then classified as well-nourished, moderately nourished, or severely malnourished based on the outcome of the screening. The Mini Nutrition Assessment, or MNA, is used in geriatric patients. This tool evaluates appetite, altered sense of taste and smell, loss of thirst, frailty, and depression. It looks at anthropometrics, such as BMI, as well as nutritional habits, such as intake of fruits and vegetables. After the patient is screened, they're assigned a score like all the other tools. The score gives an indication of nutritional risk. Unlike the other tools, the higher the score with the Mini Nutrition Assessment, means they'll lower the risk of malnutrition. The Nutrition Screening Initiative is also used in the geriatric population. It's a checklist that incorporates 10 questions. It looks at gender, age, eating habits, social environment, medications, and economics, such as ability to purchase foods, which also addresses food insecurity. It also looks at ADLs, or activities of daily living, including the ability to feed oneself. Based on the answers to the questions, a score is generated and determines risk of malnutrition. The score places patients in three categories: normal nutritional status, moderate risk of malnutrition, and high risk of malnutrition. The last tool is the GNRI, which is short for the Geriatric Nutritional Risk Index. This tool is used in the geriatric population, as the name implies. It's a screening tool used to identify protein energy malnutrition in the elderly. It looks at serum albumin levels and weight changes. The Geriatric Nutritional Risk Index predicts the risk of nutrition-related morbidity and mortality. It also uses objective data that's collected at admission, so it's easy to use. Let's do a quick summary. The Mini Nutrition Assessment, Nutritional Screening Initiative, and Geriatric Nutritional Risk Index are used in the geriatric population. The Malnutrition Screening Tool, Malnutrition Universal Screening Tool, and Nutrition Risk Screening are primarily used in acute care settings. Joint Commission requires nutrition screening to be completed within 24 hours of admission. And remember, the goal of using a nutrition screening tool is to effectively and accurately identify patients at nutrition risk so they can receive quick nutrition intervention. Specificity means the tool can effectively rule out patients who don't have nutrition risk, so it will accurately tell you when someone is not at risk of malnutrition. Sensitivity means it accurately identifies patients that do have malnutrition or are at increased risk of malnutrition. To summarize these tools, I created a cheat sheet for you. You will find the link to download your copy of the cheat sheet in the show notes. Be sure to check it out. Keep up the hard work. There's no limits or boundaries to achieving the success you so deeply desire.
Share this episode on Instagram at JanaNicholRD and help spread the word to other RDs-to-be. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time on the RD Exam Made Easy podcast.